Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Of course, legislative Democrats want to raise property taxes on businesses. Legislative Democrats want to put the final nail in the coffin of industry in Montana. They've had anti-business policies for decades. They put anti-business, and when I say business, I'm talking anti-oil, gas, coal, anti-small business, anti-timber policies. They have been shutting down the very industries that have paid massive amounts of property taxes. And then now people across Montana wonder, God, I wish there were more business property taxpayers. Instead, more of the burden is on residential property taxpayers. Why? Because Democrats have been killing business, particularly in eastern Montana. Anyway, you almost just have to laugh at this stuff. I saw a report here from Jonathan Ambarian, who is the Capitol reporter in Helena for the Montana Television Network. He sent out this note via X, this tweet last night. Democrats say a tax shift in the state has put too much pressure on residential property taxpayers, and they introduced a plan that they say would reduce those taxes by more than $200 million. And one of the things they want to do is raise taxes on businesses. If we encourage more business and we encourage more industry in Montana once again, which is what Governor Gianforte and Republicans in the legislature are doing right now, ding, 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 you have more businesses paying property taxes. So, but if you raise taxes on businesses, ding, 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 you have less businesses paying property taxes, or certainly it's harder for them to expand or what have you. I mean, they just remind us once again how out of touch they are and how anti-business they are. So anyway, I shared that story here earlier this morning, and I said this: the Democrats destroy business. They're anti-coal, they're anti-oil, they're anti-gas, they're anti-ag, they're anti-timber. That's really the shift. Their policies for decades in this state killed tax-paying businesses. You know, if we really want corporations and businesses to pay more in property taxes, then let's have policies that encourage more business. I mean, think about it, like as Tim and Savage could probably tell us, you know, hey, they lost the coal-fired power plant in the Sydney area. Oh, and then you lose the sugar beet factory. Oh, and then in Glendive, because of the attacks on coal, they lost BNSF railroad jobs. Weren't those union jobs, by the way? And yet now, thanks to Governor Greg Gianforte, he's supporting manufacturers like Brixtal Defense that are manufacturing ammunition in places like Glendive. This Republican governor and this legislature is working to rebuild the very industry that Democrat policies have been shutting down. And the Democrats' response is, yeah, we want to tax businesses even more. What a bunch of geniuses.
Securing America.
Final security preparations are being made for next week's 75th anniversary NATO summit in Washington, D.C. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the city is ready.
The summit has been designated a national special security event,
with the main goal
to make sure that this week is a safe and smooth experience for the 37 world leaders who will be here.
D.C. officials are working with the Secret Service, the FBI, and others, planning for all possible eventualities. However, FBI intelligence analyst Nikki Flores says there is good news thus far.
We are not tracking any credible threats to the events themselves.
Protests are expected concerning a number of potential issues. Metropolitan Police Department Chief Pamela Smith says,
we promote First Amendment activities and free speech, but we will not tolerate any violence.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunshine and some scattered clouds around the area today, we'll see some afternoon showers and storms possible. High temperatures from the mid-70s in Bozeman to the low 80s in Billings. For tonight, scattered shower storm chance early, then headed back in the upper 40s to mid-50s. On Wednesday, we'll see a few more afternoon showers or storms possible. Highs from the mid-70s to around 80 degrees. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, here we go. Let's unfake the news for you here. So I see this news story. This actually, I think, was over the weekend, or had it printed up in my stack of stuff yesterday. But it's a big news story by KTVQ Television. Congressman Matt Rosendale has posters outside of his Washington, D.C. office. Posters! He's got posters outside of his office expressing his opinions. Oh, no! Oh, no! Big news story, everybody. Full court press. Before we go back to our pre-taped newscast, we must inform you of the posters outside of Congressman Matt Rosendale's. Did his posters hurt you? Are his posters the reason why the Mexican drug cartels are targeting people in Lodgegrass and on the Crow Reservation? Oh, no, it's John Tester's policies. John Tester is the reason the Mexican drug cartels are allowed to flood into this country and flood into this state. Oh, that's what's causing all of it. Then why isn't that a story? And how many days has it been now? God, it's Tuesday, July 2nd. Joe Biden had this just disastrous debate performance on Thursday night. Did any news outlet, I use air quotes on that, actually ask any tough questions of John Tester yet about Joe Biden's disastrous debate performance? Is there one news story? Oh, no, but we've got a news story about Congressman Matt Rosendale has posters outside of his Washington, D.C. office. Okay. Again, like they're so quick to run the Democrat Party narrative, run the Democrat Party narrative of the day, but yet big news stories, major news stories, actual questions that need to be asked of liberal Senator John Tester, and they still refuse to do it. By the way, quick sidebar, I noticed while I was scanning the KTVQ television website earlier this morning, they had a liberal blog copy and pasted onto their news website as if it's news and as if it's not a liberal blog providing liberal commentary on the news. They would never do that if it was a conservative blog, right? But isn't this interesting, huh? They just announced last week that they are no longer going to feature ag reports. They're no longer going to have their farm and ranch reports on the Montana Television Network. Thought it was pretty interesting last Thursday. I think it was on the KBZK television Facebook page. They had some article on their Facebook page promoting fake meat, claiming that somehow this fake lab-grown garbage was better than real beef. It's like, wow, that's weird. Why would a Montana TV station be promoting that? I already knew the answer because I know the corporate owners of said Montana TV network, and they're very woke. And they're definitely pushing the woke agenda. So I saw that story on Facebook on Thursday, and then I was like, wow, man, I should see what my friends Russell and Lane think about that one. I never got a chance to do that. But then I see, the same TV network that just was promoting fake meat on their Facebook page and their news stories just announced that they were dropping farm and ranch reports, dropping egg coverage altogether. Wow. Again, I wasn't too surprised. I know many of you are surprised, especially farmers and ranchers out there. You're like, wait a minute, this is the backbone of Montana, and you guys are dropping these Western Egg Network reports from your TV stations? But But media is just a mess right now, and it's in every facet of the industry. But anyway, it's like, okay, so you won't air the egg reports from the Western Ag Network, but for some reason you've got plenty of space for your liberal blogs, for liberal outlets to be copy and pasted onto your website. You got time for that. You got print for that. You're going to allow them to provide syndicated content for you, but you won't allow the farm and ranch guys to do syndicated content for you. Wow. I mean, it's bad enough that you guys won't ask any tough questions of liberal Senator John Tester, but then you dump the ag news, you dump the farm and ranch report, but you keep the liberal blogger commentary on your page disguised as news. I mean, it's as if they took the people that used to occupy the Billings Gazette building in downtown Billings and said, oh, hey, well, we'll hire you. Yeah, I know your liberal commentary killed the Billings Gazette and killed the Lee newspapers. But you know what? Why don't you come over to the TV station and turn us into your liberal news network? And it didn't work for the Billings Gazette. We'll see if it works for us. My goodness. And it's just sad to see because I'll tell you what. That TV network has had such a great history. So many great folks who did real journalism over so many decades, and which is why they dominated the ratings for so long. But anyway, whatever. Radio has its challenges too. So, all right, let's see. What do we want to talk about this morning? We got a lot to get to here. Oh, but speaking of John Tester, Nate Silver, you know, the pollster that the liberals love to love, Nate Silver used to be the New York Times pollster guy. I didn't even send this audio clip to Travis because there were too many F-bombs to have to delete. He's calling the Democrats a bunch of effing cowards because they know that Joe Biden, the Joe Biden you saw Thursday night, is the Joe Biden they already knew was struggling significantly. So he's calling them a bunch of effing cowards for not coming out and say it. Hey, Nate Silver, you should call John Tester out by name.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The Supreme Court's 6-3 ruling on presidential immunity yesterday, an absolute victory for Donald Trump, but the media have struggled to explain what it is. For example, on official acts with core constitutional responsibilities, absolute immunity, said the court, citing any dealings with the Justice Department. So a president can order the indictment of all his political enemies, and that's okay. Private conduct, obviously, different. But then there's this middle ground of presumptive immunity. And there, the court just punted. It sent it back to the trial court. For example, was it improper for Donald Trump to pressure Mike Pence to overturn the results of the 2020 election? Blistering dissent from Sonia Sotomayor. The president is now a king above the law. This clearly could affect and will delay any litigation for Jack Smith and could affect the campaign as well. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says that the House Agriculture Committee did too good of a job of trying to satisfy everyone with a bill that boosts spending on farm programs and even research. The secretary says that everybody, for the most part, is reasonably happy, except you have to pay for it, and therein lies the issue. Now, the reference price increase helps producers of 22 crops across America, but also shifts funds from people who need nutrition assistance to larger commodity farmers. And he says the bill also provides too much support to the largest commodity farmers compared to those farmers who rely on other USDA programs for support. In some other news this morning, you know, there's a big push these days for renewable energy like wind and solar. However, it does have some concern in agriculture about what it means to our landscape. Last week in Colorado Springs, the Colorado Cattlemen's Association's immediate past president, Robert Fornum, shared some of his concerns with me.
you know, with these renewables, quote unquote, renewables moving in. I mean, there's some opportunity, I understand, for producers to help utilize to make their outfits more profitable. But there is a lot of consequences, and the land that gets taken out of production, especially in, you know, the solar component of that, that they get retired for 25 to up to 50 years. And once you take that agriculture dollar out of a rural community, it really hurts the rural community, especially the livestock dollar. It turns over 7 times in the community. The farm dollar turns over 3. And you start eliminating grazing and cattle out of these rural counties, then it hurts all the businesses, the agribusinesses. It hurts the schools and what our severance tax dollars come from. So there's huge challenges that come to eastern Colorado. And I know a lot of other states are dealing with it too, but it is a very unique challenge. And, you know, we're looking at losing 26,000 acres in just one county right now that goes just to solar. And that's a lot of significant cattle that'll be getting moved out of that county.
Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. Cattle producers, it's time for Superior Livestock Auctions Week in the Rockies, July 8th to the 12th from the Cliff Lodge in Snowbird, Utah. Nearly 310,000 head of cattle will sell, featuring some of America's best feeder cattle, wean calves, and of course, those calves on cows. Superior Sunrise kicks things off 6:30 a.m. auction time, 7 a.m. mountain time each day. To watch the sale online, visit SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock, committed to buyers and sellers for over 35 years.
If your tractor needs to be fixed, you go to a tractor mechanic, not a car shop. So if you want to grow your agriculture business, shouldn't you go to a lender that specializes in agriculture? That's AgWest Farm Credit. We've been 100% focused on agriculture for over 100 years. So we understand your challenges, and we have the deep financial knowledge and experience to help you reach your goals and grow your future. See how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Well, public lands grazers across the West are applauding the states of Utah and Wyoming, who have jointly filed a federal lawsuit against the Interior Department and BLM, alleging violations of the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. The lawsuit challenges the new public lands rule, arguing that BLM failed to conduct a required environmental impact statement before implementing the rule, which significantly alters management guidelines for 245 million acres of federal public land. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I think it's actually a blessing in disguise for our friends at the Western Ag Network. I mean, look, hey, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, yeah, it's all about bragging about how many signals you got and this and that. But in reality, man, I tell you what, Russell and Lane and their whole Haley and their whole team are doing such incredible reporting that are obviously on, you know, I think over 70 radio stations, including right here on the stations you're listening to right now. But then on top of that, they're doing podcasts and more online coverage. And look, at the end of the day, the fact is if traditional, you know, what you might call mainstream media outlets, look, there's nothing like the power of radio and TV. I'm not saying that, you know, for right now. But as you all know, look, how many of you are listening on an app right now? How many of you, if your radio station went woke, like a TV station's going woke and doing away with farm and ranch reports, how many of you would just say, well, I'll just listen on the app then, or I'll go watch this, or I'll go watch that? You have the ability to do that like never before. Whereas like 10, 20 years ago, man, like they cut you off, you're cut off. Now, sometimes they cut you off, you can grow to be bigger and maybe even better than you were before, frankly, right? And so anyway, just want to say it's so awesome to hear the Farm and Ranch Report here on these radio stations. And thanks to Lane, Russell, and their whole team for all of their work, rocking and rolling. And I wouldn't be surprised if some other TV stations are like, wait a minute, they're not carrying the Farm and Ranch Report? Maybe we should do that. Yeah, maybe you should. Maybe you should. All right, let's see. John Tester is still silent. I haven't seen a peep from John Tester. You know, the guy who plays a tough guy on TV, still nothing out of the guy. Nate Silver, though, let me get to that story. I know I briefly mentioned it before the Farm and Ranch Report break there. Nate Silver, prominent pollster, characterized certain Democrats as effing cowards who should be shunned from public life for not letting the country know about President Joe Biden's mental state in a podcast posted to YouTube on Sunday. This is the DailyCaller.com's write-up here. I mean, again, I was going to send Travis this audio. Yeah, I thought, he can edit out the F-bomb. There are too many F-bombs to edit out. The soundbite, if I was playing it right now, would be, that would have sounded like Joe Biden in the debate last Thursday night, because we would have had to edit out so many F-bombs that it would have just sounded like some old guy freezing up on the microphone. But anyway, what was the line? In particular, he says, there are a lot of effing cowards in the Democrat Party who know exactly the challenges facing Joe Biden, but lied about it, didn't want to tell people about it. A lot of effing cowards in the Democrat Party. Paging John Tester.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden says the Supreme Court's decision in former President Trump's immunity case turns presidents into kings.
There are virtually no limits on what a president can do. This is a fundamentally new principle. And it's a dangerous precedent.
That's Speaker Mike Johnson on Fox.
When the law gets in the way of what they're trying to do, now he's trying to undermine the Supreme Court itself.
The decision cuts into former President Trump's election interference prosecution. Evacuations are ordered in southern Gaza.
People in the city of Khan Yunis first received audio messages telling them to leave. Then the Israeli military posted the order in Arabic on social media. It suggests Khan Yunis will face new Israeli raids as the attempt to defeat Hamas continues.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The U.S. men's soccer team is knocked out of the Copa America tournament with one win and two losses. America's listening to Fox News.
Oh, did you guys hear Joe Biden there? My goodness, who made the point? So Joe Biden doesn't do a national address talking about these innocent young women who were slaughtered by illegal aliens. He does a national address to complain about the fact that he won't get to politically target his opponent in the presidential election with more of these kangaroo court proceedings. He does a national address to complain. And talk about the gaslighting. This Supreme Court ruling allows a president to be a king. This guy has been abusing his power as president to go after his opponent in the presidential election and to go after everyday law-abiding citizens, school board protesters, peaceful pro-life protesters, and so many more. But yet he does a national address, a quick five-minute one, by the way. His aides were promising the press that he was going to do this big press conference and take questions to show how with it he is. He obviously didn't and couldn't do that last night, so he does this little five-minute little rant last night. Jimmy Fallon, the great comedian who has his own show on Fox News every Saturday night now, Jimmy Fallon, I think, summed it up best. The guy who keeps telling us democracy is on the ballot just gave a nationally televised address to complain that he can't put his political opponent on trial again before the election. Democracy. I mean, look at everything that Joe Biden is doing right now to go after his political opponents across the board, abusing his position of power, acting like a king. Didn't you defy a Supreme Court order when it comes to, illegal immigration, when it comes to student debt cancellation? Oh, so who's acting like a king here? Again, I mean, it's just like epic gaslighting here. Let's see. Russ in Billings sent us a message on the Montana Talks app here. He says, so all the Democrats are PO'd about the Supreme Court decision. They should be thanking the court for saving Obama and Joe's butt. So, Russ, I'm assuming what Russ is saying is that the Supreme Court actually kind of helped Biden and the Democrats by putting some of this lawfare nonsense to a halt, which is an interesting thought from Russ and Billings, because, you know, if the idea is, well, okay, there's not going to be another Trump trial before November because of the Supreme Court's presidential immunity decision yesterday, what would another Trump trial do? Only help Trump, just like the last kangaroo court Soviet-style show trial only helped Donald Trump. So, I don't know, you got to say Russ has kind of a point there, right? That by not having another Trump trial before November, they're actually helping the Democrats, because the political persecution is so blatantly obvious at this point. Man, I tell you, this Louisiana Senator John Kennedy, what a character. Boy, did he have some great one-liners. After he was dropping lines out in the rivers trying to catch trout here in Montana, he joined us live on Montana Talks. If you missed that conversation, check it out, montanatalks.com, or download the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, full audio and more. His one-liner on Joe Biden: if he was Joe Biden's son, he'd take the car keys away.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right into the phone lines here, 406-294-0970. Oh, quick app message first. Lucas in Broadview, I think he is in agreement with the previous message that I shared. Lucas says this: is Joe bribe me? Is Joe bribe me so totally brain dead that he doesn't realize how lucky the Democrats are? The SCOTUS just saved them. The Supreme Court just saved them, is the point that Lucas and Broadview. So, yeah, I think he agrees with our that previous message that I just shared with you from one of our Billings listeners. They actually helped the Democrats to avoid another Trump trial, because the Trump political persecution trials only help Trump and show him to be the martyr that he truly is. Tim in Billings, first up. Great to hear from you, Tim.
Morning, Aaron. Excuse me. To touch quickly on what Russ and Lucas just said, I think they're absolutely right. I think the SCOTUS did save O'Biden from both of them being prosecuted, because I think Barack Obama murdered a U.S. citizen across seas using a drone strike. Whether you agree with his political ideology or not, the guy was a U.S. citizen and he should have been afforded due process rather than being murdered by one of our own pieces of warfare technology by a president that didn't like him. And Joe Biden, I think, very well could have been prosecuted for the horrible way that we withdrew from Afghanistan and killed those 13 service members. You know, that is absolute negligence, if to put it mildly. But this Nate Silver guy, you know, he's running around now saying, well, I didn't know it was this bad, and so I'm not one of these people who's been lying to you for the last years. He's in CYA mode, and so are a bunch of the rest of the media. And I think the people who are out there who are liberals and they're Democrats that saw Joe Biden at that debate and realized exactly how much of a train wreck he is and how feeble he is, they shouldn't be upset with Biden. They shouldn't be upset with their conservative friends. They should be upset with the liberals and the media who have been hiding him and sheltering him and lying to them for the last several years about how bad it really is. So instead of being mad at everybody else, maybe question where you're getting your information from. Maybe question those media sources and those Democrat operatives that have been lying to you.
No, exactly,
you know,
right.
People who are conservatives have seen this for years, and they knew how bad he was.
Yeah,
and every time it got brought up, we were being jerks, right?
Yeah. They were cheap fakes videos, as Karine Jean-Pierre pointed out. Yeah. So, like, I think about it. If I'm somebody, like, let's say I'm somebody that lives in Butte, and, you know, just as conservative as Tim and Billings and all of our other great listeners, you know, like, hey, you love oil, gas, coal, ag, timber, you name it. You know, you work for the weekend so you can get out and enjoy your side-by-side, your camper, your pontoon boat. But, you know, you've always voted Democrat because, you know, you come from a union town and that's what you thought was the thing to do. And And then now, even though, you know, your eyebrows have kind of been raised because you're like, wait a minute, if the Democrats are the party for the working union class guys, then why did Joe Biden and John Tester kill the Keystone Pipeline? And why are they shutting down union jobs all across the board, right? So you're like, huh, that's a little curious. But you still keep voting for the Democrats. And you think John Tester is one of those old school Democrats. And then you watch the debate Thursday night and you're like, wow, I did not realize how bad Joe Biden actually was. You believed John Tester that Joe Biden is 100% with it and that he's doing a good job is what John Tester said, right? And I get it. Tim, I made this point yesterday, but the point that I want to add to it is okay, so now when John Tester lies to you and claims that he supports Colstrip, you know that you have to question that. When John Tester lies to you and claims that he supports the Keystone XL pipeline, well, you need to question that, especially because of the fact that the pipeline never got up and running and to begin with. The point being is that whatever lie this phony John Tester tells you, oh, I support veterans. Oh, yeah, then why are you undermining the Mission Act? That now you know that you can't trust a word this guy says on any of those issues I mentioned and more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They've been so completely full of it for so long. The chickens are coming home to roost because the internet never forgets. And people are starting to remember, wow, this guy said one thing just last week. It was deepfakes last week. And then everybody saw for their own eyes, oh my God, this guy is a lunatic. He could barely, I didn't think he was going to make it through the first question, let alone the whole debate. I wasn't even going to watch the thing. And that first question, I was like, it was kind of like watching NASCAR for me. I'm not a huge NASCAR guy, but I'll watch once in a while because when they get three and four wide, it's like, this is going to get interesting. There could be a big old pile up here. You know, I was waiting for the pile up. For me, the Chevron decision, though, I think is such great news.
Yeah.
That gets the bureaucracy out of the farmers, off the farmers' back, gets the business of doing business back to business people instead of activists.
That's right. Yeah, and if people are wondering what Tim is referencing there with regard to the Chevron decision, go back and listen to the 8 o'clock hour yesterday with Perry Pendley, who was Trump's Bureau of Land Management acting director. A great insight on that front. Tim, great to hear from you. Got a couple other callers I want to get to here before the next break. Tom in Billings. Tom, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
I'm giving a push to Tim Sheehy. We are now, I mean, it's all over national media, David Webb, Mark Levin, Tim Sheehy, we got to get him in there. We got to get rid of John Tester because it's a national thing. It's a national thing. We used to have 70% of our senators were veterans, and now only 17%. We need nationwide. We need to push Tim Sheehy. We need to get rid of John Tester. If you can put out Tim Sheehy's email address, if people can give $5. It doesn't matter. If they can give $10, $100, $1,000, we need Tim Sheehy in there. It's not just Montana. We're a battleground now in the Senate. We need Tim Sheehy, and we need everybody to back Tim Sheehy.
We need Trump and Tim. You're exactly right, Tom. We need Trump and Tim. We don't get the Senate. We don't get Tim Sheehy in the Senate. It's hard to see how we save our country with just Trump alone. Trump's going to be a big part of it, but we need Trump and Tim Sheehy. John Tester had his chance. He's had his time. He's had his chance. He's been there too long. He's blown it, and it's evident everywhere you look. He's been there too long. He's blown his opportunity. He's gone against everything he said he stood for. He's out. By the way, I don't know if you guys saw this story in the news. It's funny to watch how the Democrats are trying to spin this. So Tim Sheehy has stepped down as the CEO of Bridger Aerospace, you know, the company he founded, and he stepped down as CEO. And the Democrats are trying to spin it as bad news. Well, I got bad news for you, Democrats. You know what that means? He is working so hard to win this U.S. Senate race here in Montana that he can step down from a very big job to step up and serve his country once again. So I think this is a sign of just how serious Tim Sheehy has taken this race and how seriously he wants to save America, that he's willing to step down from a big job like that and let somebody else take over the reins of the company he founded so that he can step up once again and serve his country and save America. That's what that news says to me. Gary in Billings next up. Gary, what's your thoughts this morning?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call. It's really frustrating to hear the fake news. Now they're pouring all this money into Biden. He's raised $240 million. And you're wondering, where are these people coming from that would vote for a loser? Because it's kind of like a horse race that he's running well behind, but they're still putting money on him. He's going to win. So thank you for being able to bring the truth to us and the people, because this is such a deep plot to destroy America. They don't have anybody else to run, so this is a scarecrow they're putting out there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And, I've got more news on that, too. A lot of people are wondering, okay, what is the latest? You know, there are obvious calls for Joe Biden to step down from being the Democrat presidential candidate. In fact, James Carville, remember, it's a wall, Larry. Remember, James Carville, he is sounding off saying, look, 70% of the country wants something different, wants something new, wants something different than Joe Biden. So he is just aghast at the Democrat Party for still continuing to prop up Joe Biden. But what's their other option? So far, any of the big Democrat names that have been asked if they would replace Biden on the ticket, they're kind of stiff arming any media asking that question so far. Maybe I'll get to the James Carville audio next, right after this quick break, since Gary and Billings brought it up. Phone lines are open for you as well.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Poor James Carville is out of his mind, you know, freaking out that Donald Trump is winning in these polls. He's freaking out that Joe Biden is a cognitive mess. He's freaking out that he's losing African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and young people. Now he's very clearly in a cold sweat over Joe's prospects for victory in November. He posted a video yesterday warning that if Donald Trump secures re-election and replaces Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, the United States will move into a theocracy.
I can assure you, if Trump wins and he names a replacement for Sotomayor, it's getting setbacks. There's no more constitution, there's no more religious freedom. We're now going to officially move into a theocracy.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
War, inflation, and recession. Did you know that experts call gold the everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or the stock market. It can potentially even guard you against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Not to mention the great economic danger of a recession coming, which is what we're all worried about. And that's why gold just hit another record high. And central banks, they just keep buying gold at a record pace. It's Linda here. Join me and thousands of people who have called Goldco the number one rated gold company. It's time you diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering our listeners up to 8 years in free IRA fees, plus up to 8% in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, free bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D. Do it today. You can't wait.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
When old middle school textbooks talk about what governments do, they usually list things like building roads, national defense, and running the courts. But today, the largest and most prominent activity of government is taking money from one group of people and giving it to others. Nothing else even comes close to the size and scope of what economists call government transfer programs, with names like Social Security, Medicare, or even farm support programs carried out by the federal government. The fact that these programs have grown so large has magnified the costs of their inefficiency. There's really nothing that should surprise us about government inefficiency. It's been around for as long as there have been governments. Rather than endlessly lament about it, perhaps we should strive instead for a more workable goal, and that is to restrict its growth into more areas of the economy. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you Litigation Consultation at 833-594-0077 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We got a couple of messages in here on the Montana Talks app. Lightbrows in Hardin. Folks have forgotten that Obama could be charged with the murder of Alaki and his son and his daughter. No trial for him. That's from Lightbrows in Hardin. Jeff, I think that was echoing something that Tim and Billings mentioned earlier as well. Jeff in Victor. Biden can still be held accountable for everything he did before his theft of the presidential office. That's from Jeff in Victor. Here is James Carville freaking out. In fact, I thought it was kind of funny as this story came up and we went to the break there. Some of you may have heard the Sean Hannity morning update, and Sean Hannity was talking about his old friend James Carville there. Let me see. Oh, yeah, this is another DailyCaller.com story. Democrat strategist James Carville begged Democrats on Monday to replace Joe Biden on the Democrat ticket following a disastrous performance in Thursday's debate. Biden froze at least twice and made multiple verbal gaffes during the 90-minute debate moderated by CNN hosts Jake Tapper and Dana Bash. Carville cited a CBS News poll showing that 72% of Americans doubted Biden was up for the job.
Something different. All right. I don't know. It'll be messy. It'll be a mess. That's what change is. But if the Democratic Party is so committed to the status quo and so committed to sticking with something that three quarters of the country doesn't want, then we have to say, why do we exist? What are we here for?
All right. So who's the alternative? Who is the alternative? Let's see. Fox News Radio has this report. Apparently, I think it was Aisha Hosni went out and asked, the potential Democrat replacements.
Any names that are being floated right now as possible replacements, they are disavowing those calls. Politico is reporting that Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is apparently telling the Biden campaign that she does not support this draft Gretch movement out there. California Governor Gavin Newsom told me after the debate last week that Joe Biden will be the nominee, not him. And Maryland Governor Wes Moore says that he's not going to step in if Biden indeed decides to step out. Moore was actually just on the campaign trail in Wisconsin for Biden, urging voters to stick with him.
Oh, one other thing I forgot. Last night, Joe Biden gave this 5-minute, no questions asked speech where he was, you know, whining about the fact that he can't continue to go after Trump with another absurd trial because of the Supreme Court's, presidential immunity ruling yesterday. Well, right in the middle of his 5-minute address, as he's trying to look like he is still with it following his debate performance Thursday, he once again pulls a Ron Burgundy. That's right. He once again reads directly off the teleprompter, end of quote. I'll share that with you coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. We'll keep the phone lines open for you as well. All right, speaking of phone lines, I'm going to give you a phone number that you're going to want to use later today, especially if you're somebody who's been struggling with joint pain, pain in your knees, pain in your hips, pain in your back, you name it. If you're looking for an alternative to surgery, an alternative to steroids, an alternative to painkiller drugs, those opioids that you could potentially get addicted to, which, is another big part of the drug crisis in America right now. Well, surgery, steroids, and drugs are no longer your only options, or even your best options. Regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics is transforming lives. What they do, they specialize in natural biologics. That's where they use your body's own power to repair and restore damaged tissue with no downtime. So you want to get up running again, you want to get out there and enjoy the great outdoors this summer without the pain, call QC Kinetics for a free consultation. 406-201-6263. That's QC Kinetics. They have a clinic in Montana. Free consultation, 201-6263.